we're in Simon Reish Tzadik Tes. We're up to Sif Ches. We'll be doing Ches and Tes. Shapoter Ayayin Shabetoch Hamos and Shein Tzorech Levarach Alav. When you make Havdolah before the Suda, and that covers the Yayin in the Suda, where you don't have to make a bracha on it, V'gam Ein Tzorech Levarach Bracha Achorna L'Kol Shel Havdolah. You don't have to make a bracha Achorna L'Kol Shel Havdolah. V'mein Lo Ala Kos Echad V'Sover Shavilo Yayin Yoser V'Hivdil Al Osa Kos V'Chakach Lo Yivyo Lo Yoser Birch Birch Zamazim B'Lo Kos Yesh Mishomer Shetzorech Levarach Bracha Achorna L'Kol Shel Havdolah. What happens if he was expecting wine during the meal and it didn't come? So what did he do? He made Havdalah and Bar Pri Agafen, expecting to get wine during the meal. So that would cover the wine during the meal. The wine never arrived. Now he's going to bench. The benching doesn't cover the drink of wine in Havdalah. Bishlama, if you would drink during the meal, so the Havdalah served to cover the Bar Pri Agafen there, that brings it into the meal, which makes benching patur. But in a case where you ended up not drinking during the meal, so there your Bar Pri Agafen did not unite you with the meal. So there, this sheet holds. Later, you'll have to say an Allah Geffen. If someone made Havdalah in the middle of the Suda, of course, he doesn't have to say an Allah Geffen. Now, why is it that in Kiddush it's different? The Halach is in Kiddush that you don't have to, when you make Kiddush, you definitely don't have to say an Allah Geffen. The answer is that Kiddush is a Tzorech HaSuda, but Havdalah isn't. Now, Lamaisa, there are deists that hold that Havdalah is also called a Tzorech HaSuda, since it's also to eat before it. And as a result of it, they say that if you did not say Al HaGefen and you benched, you should not go ahead and say an Al HaGefen. So you should say an Al HaGefen before the Suda. But if it turns out that you benched already, b'diyevet, it's a Safek Bracha, and you should not make another Bracha. Siftes. Imrotz Eliso Tekev LaHavdalah, Tzorech Lizor Shlo Yovi Lechem L'Shulchan Kodem Havdalah. Someone wants to have a Lava Malka immediately after Havdalah, he shouldn't bring the bread to the table yet. Why is that? Because bread has kedima over wine. You're supposed to have the bread first. V'imhevi poros lav mapa umachasena l'fi shumuktem b'pasik v'tzor lakdimo im lo yichasenu. You have to cover the pas, even though it's also to eat pas before Havdalah, so Havdalah will have to come first. Nevertheless, it's the busha of the pas that one is not taking it first. Therefore, you have to cover it. So midin bizoyin, you'll have to cover the pas in order to make Havdalah on the table when you're about to eat. What happens if the table is set and you have pas on the table, but you're not going to eat for a little while? There you can make Havdalah, there's no busha to the pas, because the whole din kadim is only when you're about to eat both of them, and the question is which one comes first. But when it's clear that you're not about to eat, then there's no problem of bizoyin, you don't have to cover the challah, the bread on the table then.